started probably around Christmas. I started having like really bad back and abdominal pain. I thought it maybe was like from cleaning the house and maybe just straining myself a little too much. So I let it go, took some ibuprofen, thought I'd be fine, and then it just kept going and going and going. I tried to skip the emergency room and I went to convenient care, and he pressed on my belly for 3 seconds and told me I needed to go to the emergency room. It was like the worst 10 days of my life. I was in so much pain. They said that I had cancer, but they knew it wasn't the primary source. So we knew I had stage 4 something. I was transferred to Moffitt. I had to sign some papers. They wanted to do an emergency round of chemo and start the process. And so they kind of sent my family away. And I remember feeling so sick that the doctors couldn't even tell me if I was going to live for the next day. My lungs were starting to look better from the emergency chemo, and all of the fluid that had been in my abdomen were cleared away enough that they could see a 4-centimeter tumor in the head of my pancreas. I'm in the medical field, so I know what pancreatic cancer, the outcome of it. So that was really hard to hear. My husband and I, we were planning a wedding for April 24th. Since we didn't really know what was going to happen, we decided that we would get married right then and there. They made so many exceptions for us, and they let my entire family come back. And our priest came and married us right there in the ICU. I lost all my hair with the first round of emergency chemo, so I didn't want to get married with no hair. So my mom and I, we went to Moffitt one day, and they've got like a little hair place down in the basement. The lady there helped us out, and they had this beautiful wig that I fell in love with. I go in every other Wednesday for chemo for 8 hours, but I just had my first scan. She said, don't be surprised if it doesn't shrink. We just don't want it to grow. The tumor, they couldn't even find, the tumor in my pancreas. My doctor said she's never seen anything like it before. So just knowing that it's working makes it so much easier to go through. You know, I've always wanted to have kids and be married and to travel. And I'm not ready to give up on that yet.